You're listening to
Hot Garbage.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Hot Garbage Podcast, your weekly music playlist. My name is Drew. Joining me, as always, is the Thurgood Marshall to my Antonin Scalia, my dear friend, Andy.
Bubbly, 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 whoa.
I was seeing it live. Really.
Our silent partner, Nate, is with us, but our loud partners, Eli and Brandon, former guests, good friends of the show, are pinch hitting tonight on short notice. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Welcome to our nightmare.
I was going to say something about how like I wasn't going to partake in all the heavy drugs over here because I'm looking to replace Scalia. And I got to, you know, this will be the hottest recording of me.
You didn't think you were going to have a time in your lifetime to slide so easily into a Supreme Court
seat. I didn't get Pope a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I pushed pretty hard for that. But now it's
your bucket list is getting
I'm
kind
of thinking Obama might nominate me. Just like, fuck it. Like, maybe it doesn't go, but it's just a nomination.
Yeah. I mean, that's at that point, it's like, you know, just being nominated as an Academy Award is like a big deal.
What an honor, it's an honor to be nominated for Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm just happy to be here at the Academy Awards, you know? Good enough.
They probably have a big party for that, for the Supreme Court Justice appointing. It's kind of like the Oscars.
The Grammys are tonight.
The Grammys are tonight?
They're
the night of our recording?
The night of our recording.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, listeners.
What's your record of the year?
Yes. two weeks ago.
Taylor
Swift beat Kendrick Lamar for 1989 for album of the year. It's my prediction.
I'm not sure those happened in this year.
They didn't.
I think they do. Yeah, it's
Kendrick Lamar did win for Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh, he did win.
Mm-hmm. He did
at the time of this recording.
Finally,
yes.
So the Grammys solved their white problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well. Okay. Yeah.
Grammys so white.
Beyonce won nothing.
Hmm. Oh, really?
They couldn't handle it.
Really?
I don't know.
Well,
I haven't seen it.
Well,
they were
ready
for that jelly.
I think finally they set the record straight after Kendrick was sort of it was taken out from under him by what's his name, Macklemore.
Oh right, yeah. I guess they had to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the album, I understand, was pretty good.
So. It is really good. It's
you guys talking about Macklemore?
Yeah, Macklemore. His new album. It's fucking
dope.
Is he done, Macklemore? Is
he's got a new hit out.
No, I know he will continue to do things, but is he done as a cultural
as
force?
A relevant
is that comment shot
that downtown song does absolutely zero for me.
I don't know if I've no.
I listen to it with my kids 7 times a day.
I like it.
It doesn't it, to me
it, but
to me
I did really like it.
To me it feels incredibly forced. It feels like there's like very little
written. Like it's not like freestyle
it
anything.
Feels just really like there's no like
Kumo
genuine
D, and I think cool DJ Herc from Sugar Hill Gang to sing on that shit.
Yeah.
So even is that was
that's
like,
why the song is 13 minutes long.
Yeah, it's just it's all it's like it's kind of
it's
all over
homage.
The place. It's kind of all over the place, not in a good way.
It kind of feels like a Broadway musical.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The video for it is amazing with all the
is
cool
that what
circles.
Hamilton is?
Yeah, it's part of Hamilton. Hamilton.
Yeah.
It's the opening credits.
Yeah.
Downtown.
The, what do they call that when you
Downtown
the
Hamilton.
Overture?
Yeah.
Andy, you played you turned me on to that who was that hip hop album you turned me on to today?
Anderson Paak.
Yeah,
so
I
good.
Listened to that at work today. That's a hot jam. We'll just throw that little recommendation out there if you guys look for some good hip-hop.
Especially the song Celebrate.
Jazz Cartier. I listened to his new record, too. That's really good. Came out like 3 weeks ago.
You know, I must say, I don't think I have found any new hip-hop lately that has like really grabbed hold of me. I mean, like Run the Jewels, sure.
Run the Jewels is great, yeah.
Recent, but not like in the last month or so. There hasn't been anything that's like really grabbed a hold of me. So what was that recommendation again for our listeners at home?
Anderson Paak.
Anderson Paak.
It's P-A-A-K with a period before the P.
Anderson period Paak.
He just got
Maui.
Signed by Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He just put out an album called Maui. Or not Maui.
It
Malibu.
Maui.
It's called Malibu.
Oh, Malibu. I'm sorry. Yeah, Malibu.
The album before that was called Venice, and there was a big stylistic jump. He used to be a lot more R&B, and was a pretty interesting experimental R&B singer, and he really stepped up his rhyme game. He's kind of like got a Kendrick feel to him. It's cool.
Yeah, it was good. Really enjoyed that one.
Hmm.
Let's play a track from that then.
Okay. You got it?
Yep. This is Celebrate from that album. Just hear a little bit of this.
Oh,
or not there. All you ever needed was a simple plan. But you're doing well, I mean you're not dead. So let's celebrate while we still can. I know what they say, I could give a care. They talk so much on me, I must be doing something right. I saw my son today in the likeness of a full grown man. So I'll celebrate while I still can. Ooh, on a clear day, you can see West LA, even downtown.
I remember when I couldn't even see the point of stepping out the motherfucking house.
Let it go, 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 let it go.
King Two Face.
How many others have walked the same ground you have? You'd be wise to pay attention to your old head. I spent the whole day throwing records in the deep bag. So let's celebrate while we still can. Captivate the fruits of my family tree. Where would I be without you? What would you do without me? It'd be a bad look talking about what could have been. So let's celebrate while we still can.
Ooh, on a clear day you can see West LA, even downtown.
I remember when I couldn't see the point, but now I'm at the point where I gotta figure it out.
Let it go, let it go,
let it go,
let it go, let it go, let it go.
I came to
fixing up the tree with fire.
Best of life, so let's celebrate while we still can.
The partnership of the board and the body of the fellow who's doing the maneuvers or the flowing directions with this wave, what interests me. Now, chaotic surfing, nervous surfing, and exceptionally power, it has its merits, and I can. It fascinates me. That's just not my direction.
We're starting now.
I can only speak for myself.
Eli, did you put in the ad the LGB and Q friendly?
I did not. No. I did not. I think we did specifically mention that we are open to any and all.
Even T.
Even T.
Come on.
Yeah, I have some dear friends that are T.
Do you?
Yeah.
I am the closest in my life. Now, I was talking to Andy about this the other day. Is I don't have any friends that are teeing right now.
Yeah.
But we listen to a podcast and that records in Portland, and
called the T Zone.
The girl is now former girl.
Yeah.
And and just like listening to this podcast and like following her on Twitter or whatever is the closest it's ever been in my life. And I'm like experiencing like empathy and all this stuff that I like never had before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's close.
It's
now
crazy.
It's in
cuts
your heart.
To the bone.
It's in your heart now, you know?
Mm-hmm. You should do a podcast charting your emotional transformation. You know, like
my emotional team?
Changing changing from your bigoted points of view toward acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't that big.
I know.
They started at like a 5 out of 10.
Painting an unfair picture.
Now I'm it's the closest that it's been.
Mm-hmm.
LGB. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. That's progression. You know?
Just 4 years ago, I put out a Craigslist.
That's a move in that right direction.
That didn't put T in the acronym.
Well, so let's see here. I'll see if I can pull up some of these. So right off the bat, there was one.
Wait, reset this because I think we weren't recording.
Oh, okay.
You're looking to rent a room in your newly purchased home.
So my friend Michael and I bought a house recently, our first foray into homeownership. Well,
How many bedrooms?
It's got 4 bedrooms, and we're looking to rent 2, you know? So, listeners out there.
So, you guys are in bunk beds. You have an office and then two Craigslist rooms.
Yep, pretty spot on. and one of them today was this one that said, hey, my name is... I'll leave an email. Redacted. Joni, I saw your post on Craigslist. I'm 21 years old. Yes, I'm young, but I am very mature for my age. I'm 4 months pregnant.
Ooh.
I work full time, so literally
to
my life is
demonstrate my maturity,
working.
I got pregnant.
So literally my life is working. I have no pets. I'm very respectful and generous.
Unless you count a fetus as a pet.
I'm right now looking for a long-term arrangement for a room. Hope you guys don't mind a baby. Hope to hear back from you. You guys sound great.
Winner.
When is she coming over?
So... That was one.
P.S. 420 friendly.
There was one.
You're open to the LGBT crowd, but you're not open to babies.
Yeah. I mean, my
That's
response.
Not the B you're talking
I thought
about.
I tried
breeders.
My best. I tried my best. I was like, hey, thanks for your message, but honestly,
you
a baby.
You have to pay rent for 2 people.
A baby is probably too much for us right now. We just got the house and are still getting things sorted and trying to figure out this whole home
not
ownership thing.
All of our knives
best
are on
of
the
luck
ground.
To you. You know, I try. I mean, you know, you do your best to, you know, kind of. Ease into it. There was another one.
I have a women's shelter I could recommend you to.
Yeah, something. There was another one. There was a woman who was looking for a place for her and her wife, and they were like kind of down and out. One of them lost their job. They were like, you know, we're looking for a place, and you know, it was kind of like we just don't think we want to do 2 people, you know. And she was like. It got a little sad there at a moment, you know, where I'm kind of like, oh man, I would like, honestly, if I had like another room or had some space to just like put these.
If I owned
a separate property
far away from where I live, you know, I would definitely be on board.
You know, like, you know, I was like, oh, we're just not thinking we're going to do a couple. And she was like, oh, come on. It's a lesbian couple. We really need a place because we are sleeping on the street tonight until we find a place to rent.
Oh, that's a cheap
just like,
move.
Oh, you know, like.
How are they going to pay the deposit if they're sleeping on the
street? Well, then obviously you have shitty credit.
Well, and one of them, at one point, I was like, earlier on, I was kind of like, okay, well, we don't know if we're going to do 2 people. We might do 2 people, but we might charge a little bit more for like a second person.
Room and then have another bedroom available still? Is that what they were suggesting?
Yeah, they were saying the 2 of them stay in one room. And it's like, okay, but maybe we charge another $100 for utilities or something for another body to be in the house,
sure.
Like whatever. And the response was,
fuck off.
I honestly don't think charging more really because we would still only be in one room and always shower together.
Therefore, no, that's a move though. I remember
that's
when,
like, I'll, you know, like for the listeners at home, that's actually what it said. And we always shower together. You know, like we're not going to be using extra utilities because,
yeah,
you know.
And Eli will be posting the pictures on hotgarbage.com. is that up and running?
Yep. Yep.
He spells it H-A-W-T, though.
Yeah. No, that's a move. I remember renting rooms and putting it out on Craigslist and everything, and there's a lot of people being like, we're a couple, but we're like, we're totally cool. We just need one room. We just
We don't flush until both of us have shit.
Yeah.
We stack that shit.
Yeah.
I use one side of the toilet paper. He uses the other side.
Yep.
He will pee between my legs while I'm sitting down to pee.
Yep.
We are the quietest arguers you'll ever live with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The way we fuck almost makes less noise than breathing. Like, we hold our breath, and it's very
sound
quiet.
Will be conspicuous in its absence.
Yeah.
It's like a version of soaking, but,
yeah.
You know, like...
But we hold our breath.
Yeah, so because you're holding your breath, it makes it easier. You know, you...
Unfortunately, the release is when the other one's at work loudly masturbating.
So no takers in the room yet then, huh?
Well,
no
we,
hot prospects.
In the end, there's, I mean, we got like a dozen responses. I scheduled it out on Wednesday starting at 4 p.m. until 7:30 on the half hour. We've got someone coming every half hour.
You have a clipboard ready.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just, you know, like just
you're
look,
putting it out there?
Look on Craigslist. You know, like do a search.
If you got pit bulls or a clown with a pit bull.
Yeah.
We're looking for like dudes that are in bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if there's any dudes in bands out there.
How weird are your hours? Stop by.
There was one. The first one was this woman who like, I think sent an email first and then immediately texted, just like, you know, email and then immediate text.
Said, please disregard the email.
but
a lot of disturbing.
It was like basically like four emails right in a row that all said like, hey, is the room available? And then I still haven't heard back from you yet. The least you could do is respond.
I'm telling you, Eli.
You know, like these, like
if it was people
like,
are hunting for apartments in this market,
like
it is a, it's like there's multiple, like you can get sniped in half
cutthroat.
A day. It is a brutal cutthroat yeah. thing.
Being a landlord, I'm on the other side of it, and I've dealt with a lot of it too. Where
oh,
it's just
oh yeah,
like, you know, okay, I need to run your shit. You're gonna have to run credit checks on these people, so you're gonna need to spend.
I mean, I don't know if we are.
Well, that's what I do. I run a $45 background and credit check through like an agency.
And you would
scare off a lot of people.
So you go like when they go, "Oh yeah, we'd like to check it out." Okay, if you're serious, fill up this 3-page application and give me $45 that you'll never see again.
Oh wow.
Unless I don't run it, and then you can have it back.
Right.
And it's first come, first serve, and you know, you can't turn anybody away. There's a lot of discrimination laws and stuff. You really have to like just kind of take
anybody
who is available to rent it. But I'm
you have to take
sure
anybody, even if the background check comes back with something.
No, no. If the background check ticks off anything, like you're,
then you're within
the
your rights
right.
to return.
So the thing that we enjoy,
service.
I think the part of it that we're going is like the idea is there's got to be a good fit, you know, because it's not just like we're renting an empty space that we don't live in. We're like renting rooms in a space that we live in. So we want to.
In a sense, you're renting people.
Yeah.
You're renting your new best friend.
You're screening roommates. It's different than renting an apartment or a house that you don't live in.
Yes.
It's a much different process.
So it's like, you know, there's part of that. It's like, you know, we're going to try to pack into a half an hour, like a really quick tour, which is difficult for me because I get pumped about the tour and I just start going on and on about bullshit that doesn't matter for a new tenant, you know. Like,
I'll spend
a lot of time in the basement.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, Brandon. That's what I'm saying. Like, I will spend too much time in the basement. I'll go on, you know, it doesn't matter.
We go through a lot of clickbait lists online, just showing all the modifications you can do to a house.
I sit them down on the computer for a little bit.
You can put a drawer there. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
It's like a virtual IKEA showroom.
Yeah. A bed that folds up into a wall?
Yeah.
My God. So,
imagine it.
But then at some point we have to like sit down for maybe 15 minutes or something and kind of just like shoot the shit with them for a little bit and see, you know, are they going to laugh at my jokes?
Yeah. Do you think I'm funny? That's number one.
Do they laugh too much?
You know?
Yeah.
While out looking for a room before I got my apartment a couple years ago, I remember coming to a situation that like they had people booked out and stuff like that, and the person that was leaving, they were just like in tears, like laughing, like they had the best time. It ran over a little bit. I was being polite and just like waiting outside until they were like done and stuff like that. And then when I got in there, they were so cold and weird, like they had just found their roommate and they're only doing this because I've been waiting outside.
Oh,
it was
man.
The most uncomfortable.
Like it's over. It's over, buddy.
Oh my God, you got it. You got it. Are you Brandon? You're here?
Sorry, Brandon.
Oh my God.
I saw a flurry of homes about 3 years ago. I had to get out in like 5 days, and I went on a binge of Craigslist, and I didn't get calls back from any of the normal people. I only got calls back from the slightly strange.
Yeah.
And the one I ended up moving in is a guy I met, and he was like, "I'm going to China for 10 days. Here's a key if you want to move in." And I was
just
like
that.
It's like,
and though it was weird, it wasn't the bad sort of weird.
No, it wasn't. That's the one I chose. I lived there.
I like his style.
I lived in that house weirdly for like
Chinese.
A year. Some of my things were not unpacked in that year. It
when you moved out,
like
did you have
hotel.
To hand the key to some other stranger?
No, I kind of ritually. That was the only way I could move out, actually. Like, that guy had been trying to escape that house for, like, 6 years. And no one had been like, "Sure, I'll just take your key." He had never had anyone over a barrel like I was. this is the last day. I either have to live with this weirdo who's going to give me a key or with these other, like, shitheads that we're going to, like, just
well,
suck.
I will say.
He finally escaped to China.
Yep.
If I can, like.
To murder again.
Kind of toot my own horn a little bit here. One of the guys who seems like he could be a cool guy, one of the guys who could be a fit, did say he started out his email to us originally with, "This is unquestionably one of the better room ads that I have seen so far, and believe me when I tell you that I have looked at many."
I've been kicked out of a lot of cohabitation situations, so I'm no stranger to a Craigslist.
I'm a bit of a black widow as a roommate.
I dabble in kimchi and kombucha. Yeah.
They call me Stinky Sam. Yeah. I can't wait to meet you.
I also don't believe in dryers, so I hang all my wet clothes throughout my room on various clotheslines.
And I'm about 3/4 of the way through a 3-year primal scream therapy regimen, so
Also, don't believe in deodorant. I use crystals, and I'm vegan.
And I don't talk 3 days out of the week.
The other three, though, my cheat days.
Scream.
My cheat days, I'm very loud.
My cheat days for my silence.
My silence cheat days.
Well, you want to play a little music, Andy? What do you got?
Let's see. Let's check this playlist. We were recently the guests on Crate Diggers podcast, and it kind of inspired me to listen to some jazz music.
As it will.
I found this guy from Portland who his self-generated hashtag is Trash Jazz, which really just appeals to me. And this is a song called Rip City. His name is Truth. True Love is Ugly. We'll be right back. Hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
We're back. What a song.
What a song.
Diddly 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 whoa.
That's like that's one of those, what I would say is that's one of those moments that happen sometimes, like when you're, you know, driving in the car or you're like, you know, at work
listening
to tunes and you realize like I forgot what I was listening to. You know, like somewhere in the middle of that song. Yeah. You kind of like forget that you're listening to the Hot Garbage Podcast. You're just like, it's just like some little boom, doom, 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 something, you know, going on. And then
some
eventually.
Deep free jazz.
Yeah, just like, yeah, it's wonderful. I'm not, it's like you know, you're kind of free for that moment. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of like Hot Garbage. You're like, oh, I totally forgot.
Yeah.
I totally went to a different space.
What
I
just
was
happened
like,
for people is then it cut in with like this like immediate review of what happened. It's just people came back and were like, welcome back. Whoa,
welcome back.
We heard a thing. You heard a thing.
Yeah.
We're talking about it.
Here we are.
I was had a little
that was True Love Is Ugly. You can check out his album on Bandcamp for Freezies, and he's from Portland. Check that guy out live. Some free jazz, some trash jazz. It's good stuff.
Some free
from
trash
a guy
jazz.
Who usually doesn't listen to jazz. I think that's a pretty good album.
All right,
that's actually a fantastic recommendation.
I didn't dislike it.
Yeah,
which is
and that was actually one of the more jazzy cuts. I put that one on so I could do a huge dab and almost throw up.
Oh, I thought we were going to keep that a secret. That's what. That was a little bit behind the scenes.
Sorry.
That was a huge dab.
Yeah.
Usually I don't talk about that.
Andy,
stuff,
you don't want them to see behind the curtain. That's that's why there's a curtain in the first place. You know.
Sometimes I just
keep
like
in the dab.
I flash a little bit. You know. I want to show them what's back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
A darker underbelly.
It keeps you real. You know. It's like you know.
Speaking of the dark underbelly, I was exploring some some fan written erotica online, and I came across a crazy subgenre that I've never heard of before.
Hot garbage.
Dinosaur erotica.
Oh yeah.
Taken by a T-Rex.
This is a human dinosaur erotica.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's a girl defending her tribe or village by having to take one for the team and fuck a Tyrannosaurus Rex. There's there's a crowd out there for it. Ravaged by a Triceratops.
I think it's just a novelty crowd though. I don't think anyone's into it. I think, but if you write a crazy enough book. You know, people want to, you know, give that as a
well.
Gag
I guess,
gift
yeah. What I'm
and
wondering,
they're short as fuck. They're like quick reads.
Is like how much of the erotic fan fiction out there, or the erotic fiction, or whatever you want to call it, how much of it is just an exercise in and of itself? That it's like you're saying, it's not actually.
Like I guess I could put it up as an ebook, but like yeah, whatever. I just thought it would be funny to write this.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like how much of it is just sort of an exercise in the people writing it? Like, are how many of the different subgenres? Wait, let me rephrase this. Of all of the genres and subgenres of erotic fiction, what percentage of them are actually being masturbated to?
I would 50%? Say
80%. 80%
of everything that you read, you masturbate
80%
to?
Of everything I write, I masturbate to.
I mean, are you talking about like
to banks.
Are you counting it as a trigger? Like oh man, that reminds me of something hot. I guess I should watch porn.
Oh well, time to finish. Better turn my brain off and absorb some of this erotica. I do want to encourage any listeners to create some hot garbage / fiction.
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
If you want to erotically pair each Andy and I with Nate in your own,
take regular post-show story. Word erotica and replace the names. It's that easy. Yeah. I used to do it in middle school.
Yeah, just do a find and replace with Andy, Drew, and Nate in any of your erotic stories.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in the monster-based ones, or I guess dinosaur-based ones. Yeah.
Their special guest was Sasquatch.
Is there any part of the story, or is it just glossed over that, like, you know, that sort of scientifically determined at this point, like, potential size of a T-Rex penis?
I don't know how it works. I kind of want to read it for that reason.
You know, does the science know, like, approximately how big a T-Rex cock is?
Yeah.
We've made a lot of, like, intelligent, you know, like I guess... dissections or whatever. I think they just like they know how big like most like lizards are.
Right.
Like we know brains.
That's
brains don't keep.
That's what I'm saying.
So I think they could know.
But brains,
like,
but brains are like usually based on the size and shape of the skull and the inside
right.
of it.
So there's probably no like some sort of like. But they're all like internal stuff, right? Like isn't that how like lizards and stuff work?
I don't know.
And I think they have like they could see how big the cavity is.
Guys, I just realized I know nothing about lizard dicks.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know anything about lizard dicks.
I know that turtles have like this crazy like corkscrew one, but it's not like hanging out all the time.
Right. So, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is there any mention in this dinosaur fanfic where the kind of like the disproportionate elements, I mean, like, is it physically possible
it sounds
for
horrible.
A T-Rex, you know,
the dinosaur
to fuck
penises
a
that
female
are described
human?
Sound remarkably human-like in their...
So they're humanoid. They're sort of humanoid.
They're
dinosaurs.
Like the dino saucers.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. What's the
dinosaur
that,
bodies, but they have human.
That crazy. Genitalia. What's that weird thing from Land
Denver,
of the Lost?
The Last Dinosaur.
What's it? What's the weird like aliens in Land of the Lost? They kind of look like
the
dinosaurs.
Sea slacks.
Sleestaks.
Sleestaks. Man, you seen that Will Ferrell version of that movie?
That's a good one.
I did see it.
Oh,
yeah,
it's so good.
It's really good.
It's so good.
Yeah, beyond underrated. It's
it's not even rated. People threw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
in the garbage immediately.
Amazing.
And it's
like
really funny.
And yeah. I saw that movie with Ingrid's parents.
You still had a good time?
In the theater.
What?
Yeah.
So you had no laughing cues from the people you were with, is what
nope.
you're saying.
Nope, but they
you
were
had
actually,
to find
no,
that movie funny.
They were having
own.
A good time. They were laughing and joking along, but it was just like they looked it up in the theater. They looked it up in the theater.
I can see why, because it's uproarious.
It's really good.
But we saw it and it was like Land of the Lost, Will Ferrell, and I thought like this could either be really, really terrible or it's just gonna be another Will Ferrell movie. And, you know, they just kind of let him.
The reason that did bomb is because he was in the middle of a huge run of, like, six movies or something.
Really?
And that was, like, the one that wasn't Anchorman or, like, what was that, Talladega Nights or Semi-Pro.
Oh, man.
I think those are all made right in that same stretch.
But,
Blades of Glory, too.
Blades of Glory.
But what's his, who's a, is it Danny McBride who's in it as well?
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's so good in that movie. Ah.
Speaking of weird dicks, I went to the gym before
the
I
doctor
came here.
Today.
And as I'm like, okay, so I go to the same gym. I go to the Clackamas 24 hour, which some of us have been to before. And
is that pretty close to the CTC?
It's very close to the CTC.
Okay,
I'm super familiar with their hot tub and sauna.
Well, okay, so you might be familiar with these guys because I go there, you know, almost every weekday. I know. I see everyone over and over, and there are people I only see in the locker room, and they are only constantly changing. And there was a guy. Everyone's
just like
every.
They're always like pulling their pants. Like you see them.
That's the only place you see them. I use different levels.
You turn away. You take a shower. You come back. You walk in the same room. Pants coming down again. You know, like it doesn't make any sense.
So I saw a guy.
He put them on backwards the first time. It was the damnedest thing.
He had a towel around his waist, and then
just barely,
and yeah, then facing out to everyone, then just kind of like dropped its dressness, and then just like toweled off,
yeah.
Dropped towel, then turned around to start doing the combination on the locker,
yeah,
and I could not believe the order of operations. Like, in no way is the scenario not like the locker's open before I drop the towel.
Yeah,
I hear you, B. But I
like that's just like this subtle maximizing of exposure to everyone. Like he's not rushing through this situation.
What you're missing though is the old man confidence level. They don't give a fuck.
No, yeah. They don't. No,
they actually are like.
And honestly, Brandon, like I think that when you get to that point,
when you pay $30 a month to go be naked with a bunch of old men,
sure, you know, but.
Air drying is much better.
Yeah,
another time sensitive
suggestion
from Nate.
But you know, it was funny because I was talking to.
You ever fuck with a hand dryer?
I was talking to somebody about the Everett Healing House that I've been going to this winter, which is like a potentially nude, like sauna, hot tub, all that kind of stuff. Like, not everyone is nude. Not everyone is nude, but a decent number of
them are invited back.
It's encouraged.
It's encouraged. But like the interesting thing to me, and this same thing happens to me at work. There's like a gym and we work out and we take showers and stuff. Is that like every once in a while there are these weird spaces where it just becomes completely and totally normal to be naked around strangers. Hmm. You know, like there are people that I work with, coworkers of mine, that we just like, you meet each other like first day or first week or first month. And then you're just like in the locker room, totally naked next to each other. If you were anywhere else in the world, it would be totally weird and totally strange and like frowned upon or whatever. But for some reason in this space, there's this weird space where it's fine. You can just be naked with strangers. You've been, people you would never get naked around, and it's totally fine. And that's just like a weird area. And, yeah.
And it's like, trained on you since middle school.
Yeah.
Like, go and change for gym or you are going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Or take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like always like you're going to have to be naked around people sometimes.
Yep.
We're going to teach you young. It's fucked up. It's always going to be fucked up. And when you're old, you're going to be like, well, I did it long enough. Now I get it. And now I'm going to sit around and I'll be the gross one.
And, you know, I have nothing against the locker room culture per se, but we do live in a world where there are shower stalls and there are lockers. It doesn't have to be this
way. You don't have to be this way. And
well, right. I think what the difference is that I would say is that, like, I heard the perspective you took, which was that it's like some sort of cry for attention.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm saying I just disagree with that premise. I'm saying, like, I disagree with the premise. I think that there are just, like, places where it is acceptable. And so it just doesn't, it's not.
No, 24-hour fitness is $30 a month. It's the cheapest gym you could probably go to.
Yeah.
It's one step above a park bathroom.
Yeah.
And some people don't use exercise equipment. They just go to, like, constantly go back and forth from the showers, I'm pretty sure.
No, he probably hits hot tub, sauna, steam room.
Yeah.
In that order, and then takes a long time getting ready. He waits till you show up, Brandon. Mm-hmm. He's there for you.
And is it insane that, like, okay, so, like, I go work out and everything, but then, like, I don't go back to the locker room. I just, like, get my stuff, and then, like, I'm just going to go home and shower there.
But maybe they're not going right home. Maybe they have some place to be afterward.
Yeah, I have started showering at work. I've started, like, the last year, for the first time ever in my life, I work out at work and then take a shower. And that is, like, such an awesome, like, midday sort of, like, weird ritual. Like, taking a shower in the middle of the day.
It's weird that your work has a shower.
It's in the, there's a locker room. There's, there's, like, an area of the building that has that, right?
It's a gym. There's a gym attached.
And I've also used that space as just a shower before. There's been times where I'm, like, at band practice, and I'm going to do something after band practice.
I biked to school several times in the late summer, and I just showered in the morning at work.
Yep. So there's been times where I finish band practice at 7 o'clock or something, head downtown to the office, go into the locker room, take a shower, and then go about my evening.
You guys are blowing my mind. I never would.
It's amazing.
I can't even conceive it. To go into it covered in filth.
It feels pretty clean. It feels clean enough. You know,
the showers are pretty nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about my condition coming into a place of work.
You're the
filthy
one. I
might need to take a shower.
You might have to clean shit out of your clothes.
I may have shit out of myself.
I'm making an emergency. His midday showers are usually emergencies.
Yeah, if I'm taking a shower in the middle of the day, it's
something
a bad
terrible
day.
Has happened.
He would just the real problem
I'm going
is
pants
Andy
shopping at the end of
yeah.
The day.
Real problem is that then. You know, it would be clear who just threw this shitty pair of jeans in the trash. You know, it's like,
Uh-oh, there's a soiled pair of JNCOs in the shower. Andy must have had an accident.
What are these wet cutoff cargo shorts doing in the
corner
of the shower?
Experimenting at lunch again.
Here's some shit-stained white socks. Andy's at it again. Speaking of being at it again, Eli, you got some music to play?
I was just kind of looking at what I've been listening to lately. And one of them is the Golden Hits of the Everly Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Which
we won't
is,
be able to clear this.
A really, really awesome.
We can play 47 seconds of this.
Yep. This awesome like collection of what I would say they did a good job of like the best of.
Because
I've heard some of the other bits on some of the other albums, and it's like these are the best songs.
So there's a lot of shit in the Everly Brothers collection.
Yeah, they did a good job. And this really is a little bit. This is a little bit more of a classic on this album. And it's called Kathy's Clown.
Yeah.
All right. That was Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers.
That's a good one.
By the motherfucking Everly Brothers.
One of my favorite jams. And, you know, maybe we don't have time to play them right now, but...
I have 18 more songs off this album.
There's a new band that I discovered recently called, let's see, what is it? The Cactus Blossoms.
Oh.
Which is a, like, modern day version of that music. It's like... You know, I mean, this is like a current band. They're out playing. They're doing stuff now. And they're like newer versions of songs like that, whatever that style is, you know.
What would you classify that as?
I don't know.
Pop country?
Sorta.
Basically.
Are they like...
It's like 50s.
Early 60s? 50s. Okay.
Mid 50s.
Oh, this is an old band.
Oh, well, the one we were just listening to. Okay. Yep. So the Everly Brothers are then, but the Cactus Blossoms are sort of like a now version of it.
Well,
but I don't know what you'd call it. It's some kind of country, you know.
Shit kicking country.
They're making the Hank Williams biopic, you guys. Biopic, whatever we call it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Who's playing Hank?
Loki.
Yeah, Loki from the
Avengers.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, I'm a little surprised that the I mean, maybe this is just like naive or something, but I'm a little surprised that the musical biopic is like still happening in a way. I mean, I know that each story is different and
sort of different.
You know,
this
there's
one
something
looks exactly.
We're going to get a run of the Straight Outta Compton. Like, we're going to get a bunch of hip hop biopics.
You think so?
Yeah, it's like starting like in 2 years.
They already had that Biggie one that was actually in theaters.
You know,
it was pretty good.
There's just like I guess they're like for some reason, like honestly, the Straight Outta Compton. I mean, like I'm a fan, but I just did not have any desire to see that movie. You know,
I don't
like,
really have any to say it either. I'm not a big fan of these biopics.
I
mean,
saw
you know, it's like there's something so programmatic
was
about
Walk
them.
The
something
line,
like
the Joaquin
so
Phoenix
like
one.
Yep.
That movie sucks.
Yeah, the walk, and that's why Walk Hard
is
so
good.
Funny to me.
Ray is pretty good.
It's a great performance.
Oh yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, that's why Walk Hard.
Did you see
is so
the Jimi Hendrix one with Andre 3000?
No, I didn't. It was pretty good.
I didn't
the
see
Doors
it.
Is you know fucking weird, at least.
Oh, the Doors is kind of a classic movie though.
The Dylan, I'm Not There.
Oh yeah, that was really cool. It was really weird. It was
with,
like an art
like
film.
Like Hayden Christensen and
a bunch
six
of, like,
other Dylans.
Yeah. Yeah,
really.
Cool.
Yeah, it was killer.
Hmm.
Girl Dylan, right?
I camped out to get tickets for that one.
What? Blanchett.
You camped out to get tickets to that movie?
Yeah, I waited for like 3 days. Took
to
off
see,
work
to see the
to see
Bob
that,
Dylan movie.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I loved it.
I guess I'm just saying.
It was my episode one.
Oh geez.
And
I guess
what
I'm saying
you're
in the
like,
end
was ironically my Jar Jar Binks in that movie.
what I'm saying is in the end, CD. I don't think that I can really stomach another musical biopic. I think like
no, I think
I
I've
would
seen
be sure, like when the time comes that I see another one, it will be a momentous occasion.
Is there an artist that you love enough to just like soak up the details of their life? That's
I really
the
don't.
Question.
I really don't.
You don't think there's gonna be? Well, I mean, I don't know how much you like. There's gonna be like a good David Bowie movie. You know,
oh, absolutely.
Like
that's gonna do zero nothing for me. Like absolutely zero for me.
Who would it be for you, Andy? Would there be one artist that you'd be like, man, I really just want, I like knowing everything about him.
Oh, man, there's so many, but they keep making them over and over.
The problem is there's a difference between a documentary and a biopic, in my opinion.
Yeah,
documentary, yeah. I can watch a documentary on almost
I watched a documentary on Nina Simone.
Oh, that was really good.
It was a really good documentary. It was
she's,
so good.
She's a bad bitch.
I'm just saying, a documentary is totally different. Once it switches
but
to like
what if you're
historical
getting like a super,
fiction,
there was an artist,
I'm kind of like, oh, give me a fucking break.
No, but like, let's say there's a musician that you really love, and I guess there isn't one, but you're an awesome actor is going to play that person
okay.
in a really well done, high gloss
yeah.
movie
yeah.
version of a documentary.
Justin Bieber is.
Wouldn't there be the
Freddie Mercury.
I don't know if there would be someone. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head, but would there
what's
be any man? One person?
I got one. Of the did you guys see the trailer for the new Miles Davis?
Oh yeah.
Oh, with Don Cheadle. No, but that would be definitely not one that would get me to the theater. But that one was crowdsourced by Don Cheadle. It's a passion project.
Oh, really?
He really worked hard to make this one happen.
I want
to
see.
Watch the trailer.
And I've seen stills. He looks a lot like Miles Davis.
So look at the trailer. It's fucking. It's
okay.
Like I want to see the Axl Rose, like actual like Guns N' Roses movie.
There was a fictionalized movie. It was like
no,
a TV movie.
I want
movie.
Them to make that.
Oh,
that would probably be good. I don't really like Guns N' Roses that much, but they're crazy as fuck.
But yeah, I mean, I've seen like you know, I did see the Metallica documentary, Some Kind of Monster.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
You watch that a lot.
It was pretty good. I saw it once. The one I've seen a couple times is actually the Justin Bieber documentary. don't know if you guys have seen that. It's pretty amazing. It's kind of unbelievable. He is like somewhat of a musical genius.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a very good drummer at a young age. Like he's like, you know, when he was like 3 years old, he was playing the drum set and like killing it. When he was 5 years old, he was like busking on the street, on the like on the steps of like the courthouse, you know, like in his town,
playing,
you know,
dope bucket drums.
You know, like with a guitar, busking, like guitar, strumming and singing. He's like 5 years old, you know, and just, I mean, unfortunately, he just kind of got like, you know, like scooped up into like a specific version of pop that I don't really enjoy that much.
Right.
But I'm hoping he kind of JTs at some point.
I think he's trying to JT a little bit.
You think so?
I don't think he has. I mean, JT is a singular talent. That's another thing. Like, you can't just JT. You can try, but then
can you JT in other things besides singing?
Let's see. That's a good
he
question.
He has other threats.
You can JT in acting, I think, if you go from like an ensemble comedy or something like that into a more serious role.
That makes sense.
Or vice versa. Mm-hmm. John Hamm kind of JT'd.
Oh, did
he? In both directions. You know, he JT'd from Don Draper into the comedy world. He's like a go-to,
like boyfriend.
And he's game to play some wacky comedy characters too.
That's
and he
true.
Does a pretty convincing job.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to play a game?
Sure.
I looked up some funny things on the internet today, and one of them was names of weed.
If you lose, take a dab.
There.
A butt dab.
There's some hilarious names for weed. So I'm going to read some to you. And you have to
and laugh if you like it.
If these are real or not real.
Okay, so you have some real and some not real on this list?
Yep.
You're tricking us is what you're saying.
Yes, some of them are fake.
This will be a total shot in the dark because weed names are ridiculous.
Yeah.
The first one's going to be real.
Afghani bull rider.
Yes, real.
I'm going to say not real.
I'm going hard real.
It's real.
Very
so real. Predictable, Andy.
Afghani bull rider, yeah. That's screams weed name.
Abusive OG.
Real.
Yeah, real. I'm going to say real.
Then I'll go the other way. Not real.
It's real.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Are we keeping tabs?
Yes,
I've got two.
I've got two.
And you've got one.
All right, let's see.
No, I've got one. I've got one.
Oh, so I'm just winning. Just straight up winning. 2-1 one to one.
Mm-hmm. Asian fantasy.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's one that I want to be real.
Yeah.
Not real.
I don't think it's real. No, not real.
Not real.
It's real. It's a real kind of weed. Asian fantasy. It's bullshit.
Tastes like orange chicken.
Salted caramel kush.
That's real.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say real.
Yes, real.
That is not real. I made that up.
Oh, man. I thought we were just in the real part of the list.
But that actually
I thought I was
going
to break hard to not real in a second.
That could be real.
Yes, but that one actually might be real.
They're all kind of real.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down a lot of weed names here. We could do this for like 45 minutes.
And that's my life.
How about this one?
Purple Haze Dog.
Bio Jesus.
Not real.
Not real.
Let's go real.
It's real.
Hell yeah.
We're back in the game.
Oh, man. Let's see here. What's the score here?
I've got two. 2-2, I think, right?
All
right. Eli, do you have two?
I've got one.
Oh.
Let's see here.
He's out of it. He's mathematically eliminated.
At this point, I'm just playing for heart.
Yeah. He's playing spoiler.
Yep.
Red Sonja, OG.
I'm going to say not real.
And that makes me suspicious.
Yeah.
I'm going to say not real too, though. That's my gut. That's what my gut tells me.
Oh, my gut also says not real.
It's not real.
Yeah.
Clean sweep.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm up to two. I got two.
All right.
No, you, Brandon and I are tied.
You guys both have three, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 3-2 here. Okay. Let's see.
3-2.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Not real. Unbelievably not real. That's what my gut tells me.
I'm gonna swing for a real.
I'm gonna say real as well.
That's real.
Yes.
Yes.
Brandon's got four. I've got three. Drew, now you and I are tied.
So we need two more. We need two more to that I can maybe tie on, or Brandon could seal it up with a victory right here.
AK-48.
Real.
Oh, damn it.
The thing is, the real one's AK-49, and he's just he changed the number just a little bit to make it not real.
For the let the record say, I did say real.
If you get this, you'll have four, or you'll have
I have
five.
Four.
You'll have five.
I have four.
So I have to go the opposite of whatever you do. I'm gonna go.
What did Brandon say? What's Brandon saying?
He hasn't said anything. I'm going to go real. I'm going to go real.
He's strategically...
Well, I guess he gets the advantage. I'm going to go real. I'm going to put my flag in the sand right here.
Well, I also think it's real.
Okay.
It is real.
So I can only tie. I've got five. Four to five. This is the last one.
This is the last
one. If I tie,
one.
We go a sudden death overtime.
Yep.
I mean, it's a play on AK-47, but what is there 48, like a weed thing?
It's the next step up. I don't know. Oh, okay. It just seems like it's even stronger than a 47. Mm-hmm.
Just one more.
Let's see. Caliber. Plus one.
Here we go. Face Off OG.
Oh, Brandon.
Oh, Brandon's favorite movie.
Oh, Brandon. Woo!
You can go first on this one.
Yeah.
I think I have to.
Caster Troy.
Face Off. I'm going to say real. Because of the no more drugs for this man, you know, like there's like drug stuff in Face Off.
Okay,
and it's a beloved movie. No,
yeah, and everyone knows.
I have to go not real, but I also think it's not real.
What did Brandon say?
He said real.
I'll say not real.
That is real.
Yeah,
you are the supreme winner.
He's a champion.
I popped the mic. I'm sorry.
Nice, Brandon.
And now, since you've won, do you want to play a song?
I do want to play a song, but I don't want you guys to know about it until it gets starting playing.
Ooh, okay.
We're playing.
I remember
this game.
The first time you were on the show, there was this.
There was a scenario.
There was
like
a
this.
Real surprise. It was a slowed down version of All Star by.
I should have just played that. I should have Rickrolled you guys with that song.
With Smash Mouth.
Or the Dick
Some
Band.
Some Chopped and Screwed Smash Mouth.
All right.
The Dick Band would be
dick,
great.
Dick, 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 dick.
We're just gonna hear it. Dick, dick.
Down, and it can never be too loud. We're pushing till we're blacking out. I feel like I'm fucking famous. The city of angels, so I'm at home in a club of strangers. An open room, but I don't need pressure. I drink a bottle of wine, house, and pop a couple Heath Ledgers. They try to tell me pull my pants higher, and when they call me a lost boy, tell them I'm a vampire. They try to tell me, but I won't listen. They only see a tattooed felon with a drug addiction. They could never shut us down, and it could never be too loud. We're pushing till we're blacking out. This is for the kids that never got to be children. This is demolition for your office building. Drop the ceiling, pop a pillin' to stop this feeling. I swear to God, I almost pulled a Robin Williams. You say you love it for the rush, and I can't get enough, and I just wanna be here. Never been afraid, never been a saint, I just wanna be clear. Never gonna change, stuck in all my ways, and I just gotta be real. I ain't gonna run. Born to raise. I try to tell them, but they don't hear me. Born
Ever since we did that 100th episode, I've been
Brandon.
I've been a little nostalgic about the show, and we used to talk about Juggalos a lot on the show. And
well,
that song during when we were playing that Crazy Town song that Brandon.
Yeah, that was a song called "Born to Raise Hell." It's from the 2015 release by Crazy Town.
Yeah,
the Brimstone Sluggers.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that song's awful.
That song immediately made us think of
the album's awful. I went on a tear before Christmas last year, where before Christmas, a lot of established artists put out albums. They just know that before Christmas is when you put it out. That's where they're going to get the most album sales. And so every band you've ever heard of, like Collective Soul and Toadies and Crazy Town or whatever,
they become Christmas artists?
They become Christmas artists. This came out, and I just was like, yep, I'm anyone I've ever heard of, I'm burning it to a CD. I'm gonna drive around. I'm going to listen to all these albums. This was absolutely the worst album that I got of that group was this Crazy Town album.
Wow.
And what I just played for you, that awful song, was the best song on the album.
I'm almost being unfair to Juggalos when I lump those two songs together, because that's not Juggalo music. That is something that altogether separate and worse than. I mean, you might see them on a.
They're just making new strip
a gathering
songs.
Of the Juggalo Bill, but that's a disservice to ICP.
You would hear that at a gentleman's club, and
sure, is that a
you
cottage?
You would know that it was
music,
new.
Though?
You would be like, that's a Crazy Town song from 2015. You would just be like, oh, okay, whatever. It's just some song I don't like.
Is it that you think that they spend that much time in strip? Because when I think about it, that's a really great strip club song. Like
the whole that's what the album is. It's, they're just like they're trying to get that that crazy bitch. They're trying to like put out this like late hit that they can just like oh and then
trying to snare a crazy bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a lot of people on the late in their career want to pull a crazy bitch. But like,
oh my God.
How do they do it? So, I mean, we talk about inspiration a lot with the musicians that come on the show. Are they just inspired by the music that they're hearing as the soundtrack of their lives? They're at a strip club enough that like, okay, I get it. I understand how this music is.
I'll tell you guys a secret. Anyone that doesn't do the music that I make, I don't understand how they do it or why they do it or anything. Yeah. I always was just like, you sat around and thought to do that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there was. Recently I saw a show at Mississippi Studios. I'm totally spacing on the band name, but it was like good music and it was like, you know, well performed and everything like that. But there was definitely, and everyone was very enjoying it a lot, but there was a part of me that was just like, I could never write that music. Not because I'm incapable of it.
And why does everyone on stage have tails?
Like, if I sat down to write some music, it just wouldn't sound like that.
Exactly. You know? I was at a show, house party on Saturday, and it was good. Everyone liked the music. Everyone's dancing. Everyone's having a great time. And then I was also like, I can't imagine these four guys like practicing this gentle funk jazz.
Right.
That they're like they're doing. They're just like they're just having these like nice conversations, and they're like, mm-hmm. let's get to our keyboards and and noodling. And it was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's maybe what I'm asking, like, sort of to your point, Eli, you couldn't sit down, even if you're thinking, I'm going to write some strip club music. It wouldn't come out sounding perfectly strip club-y as that. So is this like, are they working toward that goal and they are just so talented in that specific way? Or do they, I don't know. I don't know how you, or is it just trial and error?
You'd have to just do a lot of research. You'd have to go to a lot of strip clubs.
Strip club a lot.
And you have to talk to a lot of DJs,
right.
Listen to a lot of Chevelle.
Yeah.
And...
What is it with Chevelle?
You know, just
Chevelle's Deviate. The guy plays it between every set.
You know, just the other night, just on Friday or Saturday night, I forget when it was. I was out with some friends and we went to Union Jack's.
Sure.
Where a friend of ours was stripping. And
what's his name?
Her name. I forget what her stripper name is. It's
Chevelle. It's surprisingly,
it's eluding me right now.
Her given name was Chevelle.
But that's the first friend of mine that's a stripper that I have seen since Michael Brooks was stripping at Silverado.
Yeah. You've been on both sides of that
that
table.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't go full nude.
Well,
you know. So, you know, it's a little different.
He wants to run for public office.
Yeah, it's a little different. But it was fun. It was she was awesome. She kicked a lot of ass. She was like, you know, like climbing up the pole and spinning around, all kinds of cool shit. I'm just like, this sort of the acrobatics of it, I am always impressed.
The inside of that place feels like a cocaine Mario Brothers.
Yeah, it's one of my least favorite ones to go into.
They have it all cramped. It's like all mirrored walls, and all the walls are like, all the mirrors are divided up by like rope lights into like rectangles.
Yeah.
So it feels like Mario. It's very weird. Mm-hmm. And the pole, it's like 15 feet tall or something. It goes really high. So
yeah, it was pretty athletic. It was up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it always, the black lights always make you look like you have cum all over your pants.
Mm-hmm. Not all of us.
It's an unfair reflection of how much is probably on my pants. That's what I've always hated about that place.
Yeah, I do notice a lot of like grease stains around like my chest area whenever I walk into a strip club.
Yeah,
it's pretty embarrassing.
And I have to explain to people, no, I'm not wearing underwear, so it's just a little pee dribble at the end. That's not what you think it is. I've got to correct people.
And I have to be like, yeah, I had fried chicken and Taco Bell because I live life.
Yeah.
What do you do?
And it seeped out of me.
That's why these cum stains are handprint shaped.
So today I kind of crossed the line. I went to Taco Bell and then drove across the parking lot and also went to Burger King.
For yourself?
What was missing?
Well, I was with my kids, and one wanted one thing, and one wanted the other thing, and I didn't want them to fight.
And you
and I was like, and I kind of want a chicken sandwich, too. So,
what was your Taco Bell item?
A quesalupa. I gave it another chance.
you're like a battered wife.
Fifth time's the charm.
Yeah.
This time it was a little bit better, but they just used to use... My brain just had a seizure.
Hold Chalupa, Brian. It got full of congealed cheese.
There's so much emotion.
I'm sorry, I've been dabbing all evening.
There's just so much emotion about this Taco Bell product. They need to use just nacho cheese between those chalupa shells instead of actual pepper jack cheese because it just congeals to one pocket in the middle across the bottom.
Yeah.
Still, it doesn't spread.
But I think the good news is I think they're just probably getting better at making them. I think they're
perfecting the craft.
Now that they've had a couple of weeks with the product, I think they, different Taco Bells are starting to get their own spin on
it. And you'll notice
they're
getting a little faster punching it into that cash register, too. Mm-hmm.
And they're doing nothing special.
Oh, quesalupa.
Yeah. They're doing nothing special on the inside of this item. What's it called again? The quesalupa. Basically, it's got cheese melted in between the taco shell. But then
not
inside
like
of it.
Thicker. It's like inside the fluffy part of the chalupa shell.
The double decker was, you know, like genius.
It's
wrapped in another
tortilla.
We speak
its praises all the time
between,
on this show.
I mean, like, the double decker was where it was at. And all these other ones are just fucking.
Well, if you're
going to
make this quesalupa thing, you got to do something with the shit inside of it. Right now, it's just a soft taco with some sour cream. They're not doing anything to make it unique. There needs to be another sauce or like some kind of like step up your game on the inside of your taco.
And this is the third or fourth one you've had?
This is the second one.
Oh, okay.
Andy, have you seriously looked into like what it would take to potentially be like a taste tester for these sorts of things or something? Because I know there are like special
Andy's more
kitchens.
Of a taste maker, Eli.
There are special kitchens, you know.
I'm more
of
a secret assassin.
I feel like the Taco Bell one's more of like a special bathroom.
It's like an eat-in
like
bathroom.
The Taco Bell one is like a step up above a park bathroom.
Yeah,
you
park
know?
Bathroom. And you,
one
and
step.
You sit down on the toilet and eat the taco, and then they time and measure the output.
They're
legally required to have a grate in the middle of the floor because some products will yield an immediate return.
Yeah.
Some will cause instant evacuation, and they have to have that.
Yep.
It's not sanitary.
This room's called the party grate.
Yeah.
Everything is under control here.
This is the reason the chili cheese burrito is discontinued in most of the country.
Man, I missed that thing.
Yeah, I know. It was delicious.
The what?
The West Coast.
The chili cheese burrito or Chilito.
What?
Please don't put the Crave case boxes into the toilet. Just your own human waste.
I was looking at a lot of discontinued fast food items today online, and I came across this.
Have you?
Did you know that Taco Bell used to have a seafood salad?
Oh.
They discontinued
it.
That
is the fucking
a lot of people
Jack
got sick.
Box.
Yeah, until it killed 17 people.
A lot of people got really sick and they took it off the market.
Yeah, I'll say.
They also
How
had
do
a...
you get sick? What's the element that gets you sick in a Taco Bell seafood salad?
They also had a thing
is
called
the mayo?
It overlapped with the requirement that their chefs wear gloves. They're taco artists.
Have you ever eaten pink eye?
Watch out, Drew.
They also discontinued a thing called the Beefy Bell, which was their Taco Bell hamburger, which is packed with their taco meat in a taco in a hamburger.
I don't know what I'm being surprised about. You could say any like Taco Bell's corn on the cob, and it sounds absolutely disgusting.
Or how about Fiesta
this?
Cob?
How about this McDonald's spaghetti? Oh,
it's that barely cooked noodles with their ketchup packets. Yeah, you just squeeze their ketchup back.
Have you seen? Have you seen
the ultimate McDonald's failure? The McAfrica.
What was
they released this thing in Norway called the McAfrica, right during like this big African famine. It like coincided with this big like horrible. Whoa. Thing
what was
happened.
Distinctly African about it?
It was like a different kind of like bun, and it was like all African themed ingredients.
Oh, okay.
It bombed, and it was a horrible look.
Have you seen or heard any of the Neil Hamburger Taco Bell like puking and vomiting stories that he does, where he will on Twitter sometimes he'll just go on a rant where he will basically just search Twitter for Taco Bell and vomit. Or Taco Bell and diarrhea, or Taco Bell and shit, and then just retweet 30 tweets that are from people that were like, oh God, I just had Taco Bell and I'm shitting all over the place, never eating that shit again. You know, like, oh my God, I've been vomiting for 4 hours, no more Taco Bell. You know, like, just like that, and he just like goes on a tear.
This show is going to be on page one of that Google search, though. That bullion logic should lead you right to hot garbage.
Yeah,
because those keywords come up in almost every episode.
You think.
Yeah.
You think.
Andy, I think we got time for a one song outro and another song. So you want a second to last song us here?
Yeah, yeah. Audio Push just put out a new mixtape.
Mm.
The hip hop crew from I think from Inland Empire, California. They're really good.
Ooh.
They kind of got like
Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, they got that kind of LA kind of rap sound to them. They're really good.
Sweet.
And the song's called Get Yours.
Get yours. Get
the city feeling like a war.
Get yours, get yours.
You make a palace on your floor.
Get yours, get yours.
The fans kicking in your door.
Get yours, get yours.
Making a little, needing more.
Get yours, get yours.
The city feeling like a war.
Get yours, get yours.
You make a palace on your floor.
Get yours, get yours.
Fans kicking in your door.
Get yours, get yours.
Making a little, needing more.
Get yours, get yours.
Freaking fuck,
get yours, get yours.
Get yours,
get yours.
Get yours,
get yours.
Get yours,
get yours.
Get yours,
get yours.
Man, it's enough for us all to get. The problem is you too scared to put your all in it. You rather call it quits, but when you down, you call for help. Then the moment that you get up, you all for self. I know you well, and that's the reason for the cycle that I'm trying to break. You boys rather contemplate. Me, I rather concentrate. Focus on the bigger picture. You got a paper play, well, hit a nigga. I pull up on you, we could get them figures. Cause ain't no pride over here. Instead of dividing, I'd rather split the pie over here. You rather flex and scream, fuck the other side over there. And flash your cash in their face. Sprinting in a marathon, you end up last in that race. That's just how I play. Gotta be cautious with all the floss. Niggas thirsty. And your life is what it could be costing. That's the real. Ain't no need for handouts, just hand ups. You get in your stand up. You get in your
city feeling like a war.
Get yours, get yours.
You make a palace on your floor.
Get yours, get yours.
The fans kicking in your door.
Get yours, get yours.
Making a little, needing more.
Get yours, get yours.
The city feeling like a war.
Get yours, get yours.
You make a palace on your floor.
Get yours, get yours.
Fans kicking in your door.
Get yours, get yours.
Making a little, needing more.
Get yours, get yours.
Freaking fuck,
get yours, get yours.
Get yours,
get yours.
Get yours,
get yours.
Get yours,
get yours.
Get yours,
get yours.
Get yours,
get yours.
I like that.
Get yours,
get
yours. Get yours,
get yours. Bills need paying, food need cooking. Jails need prisoners, cops keep booking. And boys keep shining and bops keep looking. And I'm just trying to keep from going crooked. Cause I can feel the bad vibes, I just never pursue them. And even though the clubs are popping, I never get to them. Cause mom gotta go grocery shopping, I gotta provide it. The fridge need food and money puts food inside it. Simple math, you get it, you got it, then good. Now get your ass up off your ass out the hood. Easier said than done, cause they play with guns. Till we end up carrying our sons in polished wood. I thought the world was enough for our shoulders. Seems like they're adding planets as we get older. And as the world goes to shit and the kids think it's funny, people losing all their lives over power and money in this war.
You should get yours, get yours.
You make a palace on your floor.
Yeah, get yours, get yours.
The fans kicking in your door.
Get yours, get yours.
Making a little, needing more.
Get
Get yours. The city feel it like a war.
Get yours.
You make a palace on your floor.
Get yours.
Fans kicking in your door.
Get yours.
Making a little, needing more.
Get yours.
Freaking the vibes, hey.
Get yours.
All right. I'm fucking with that. Yeah.
I told you.
That shit got me wanting to smoke, though. I got these papers. Is it cool if I roll up?
Yeah, it's cool. I don't care. I smoke, too.
All right. So who was that again, Andy? What was that?
That was Audio Push.
Audio Push. I dug it. It was interesting. You were saying like a California hip hop sound that I kind of didn't know what you were talking about, but then I sort of heard it there.
Mm-hmm. And the album's called Inside the Vibe. It's a EP. You can get it on pretty much any of the hip hop download websites for free.
Sweet.
It's good. The whole thing's really good. It kind of is like a concept album of him like getting in a car with a girl and her being like, "No way, you don't get to touch the radio. This is my music." And then this is like the thing that she plays in the car.
Nice.
And it's good.
Earlier today, I was chatting with our friend Blaine, and he is out like in Long Beach, Washington, on the coast, doing this artist residency thing right now.
He is an artist that canceled.
He's an artist in residence.
He was an artist in residence.
He was going to be on the show that didn't come, and now this one's
yeah. It's out at the Sou'Wester, this like pretty cool little hotel, like RV park that's out on the coast.
Not far from the spaghetti house.
Told him that like I'd like to go out there like for spaghetti some part house. Of it, because he's doing 4 or 5 days of art, and then it's like then there's the big show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe I could come out on Friday night or something, let me know like the room sitch. And so he texted me tonight and he was like, okay, here's the deal, the festival starts at 5 p.m on Friday.
And what
so
was his phone number?
What's that?
I said
just give
what
his phone number out after this.
Okay. So if you want to stay Friday, you're welcome to. It's tight quarters. We'll have to bunk up in a double bed, but I'm down as long as you don't sleep fuck me.
Which is something Eli's been known to do.
A legitimate worry. And I mean, it's understandable, you know, but I assured him.
Knowing you two, that it could happen to each other at the same time. You could just end up mutually fucking each other.
We both. Just like unknowingly sleep fuck each other.
You two midnight marauders.
Yeah.
I did once, share a bed with Blaine, and I remember falling asleep, being afraid because he was married at the time, that I just thought like he'd be super used to cuddling the entire time. Yeah. And then I fell asleep just like straight up like a pencil, just laying there, just like arms outside the blankets and just facing straight up. And that is how I laid for 8 hours. He said I didn't move.
He also got
just out of pure fear. Just like
it was just a still pencil. And
even
when
he spooned you.
Yeah.
He figured a way.
Yeah. He also got pretty used to like comically Dutch ovening his then wife. So that's another concern. Like it's just a heavy quilt
mm-hmm.
filled with fart that he just was pulled you under.
That cartoon cloud of great yellow smoke comes out.
Yeah.
Stink lines.
Those waves. Those like waves that are over a grill.
Well, Eli and Brandon, thank you guys for coming on the show this evening.
Thanks for having us.
I don't even feel like we, in a good way, I don't even feel like we had a show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know?
I felt like
I think the listeners at home might agree with you, yeah. Drew.
I thought this one was going to be like the big interview one where you guys asked me a bunch of questions.
We really
and I was like really preparing, thinking about my mythology. And,
that starts now on part two.
I was, all, you know, I can picture like a first-time listener just like getting to the end of this like, no, is this a show? This is a...
wasn't a show.
What is the point of this show? I understand. Thanks for bearing with us, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks again, you guys, for being on the show.
The artist that was going to be here got in a horrible accident. yeah. And so Eli and I...
You know, and when life gives you lemons, you just make lemonade. So we
the
made,
show
we
must
made the
go
most
on.
Of it. Exactly. Thank you guys for bearing with us out there listening. I hope you like this one. I thought this one was pretty good. This is just a fun time with some old friends.
Just rapping.
Some music. Just
good old-fashioned sit down chin
wag. We'd be podcasting for free.
A lot of you heard your first Crazy Town song in about 15 years.
Ew.
Yeah, so you're welcome. But please tell your friends about this show. Let them know that you've listened. Let them know that you can check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Buzzsprout. You can subscribe to us for free there. Our episodes come out weekly, Wednesday, Thursday of every week. You can catch one. We also encourage you to reach out to us directly. You can touch Andy, Nate, and I via
anywhere you want
at haute garbagepodcast@gmail.com.
And Ashley Madison.
Or wiffle.p.
Water sports.
Oh, Andy, take us home. Give us something to nod our heads to on the way out.
This is Guitar Slim Green with Johnny and Shuggie Otis. So, Shuggie Otis is a very young teenager just destroying on this blues song.
Excellent. For Eli, for Brandon, for Andy,
it's
for Nate.
Shake 'em up.
This is Drew. We'll see you next week on Hot Garbage.
Hey, everybody. This is Guitar Slim Green. I just got back from Texas. And I brought a new dance batchy called Shake 'em Up. And it's something else, too, you better believe it. Now, little girl over there in the corner with the red dress on, you're looking good. Now, when I tell you to hold it, I want you to hold it. And when I tell you to get it, I want you to get it. Now, you're doing the dance now, you call it Shake 'em Up. Now, you hold it right there, don't move a peg. Now, Shake 'em Up. You're looking good. California girl, that's what I like about you. Get over there in the corner, put your hand over your eyes, and let it all hang out. Now shake 'em up. That's what I'm talking about. Shake 'em up. Tell you what to do. Walk right out that door and lock the door behind you. And leave the women in here, shake them up, and Guitar Slim will take care of the rest. You better believe it.